Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us again because we are carrying on. This is an extension to the episode from last time when bitterness pops up its ugly head and has terrible roots. Ooh, this sounds like a scary story, doesn't it? What have you got, Jeannie?
And you might be wondering, where'd that come from? You know, when something pops out of your mouth, or all of a sudden you have these really strong feelings. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for it. It's underground. It went underground, and you don't know how long ago it went underground. And so it's good to ask the Lord to reveal that to you.
It may be one of those times where you say, wow, why did I say that? Or, oh, my goodness, why did I act that way? I guess I overreacted, or, you know. And now I said something and I can't take it back.
Instead of just scolding yourself and saying, I shouldn't do that, or I shouldn't feel that way, I shouldn't think that way, even though that's right, it's training yourself to go to the Lord and say, Lord, why did that come out? And partnering with the Holy Spirit to say, I don't want that in my life. I mean, it said, and Timothy said, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master, ready for every good work. So it's our job to cleanse our heart. And Ephesians 4:31-32 says, all bitterness, anger, and wrath, shouting, and slander must be removed from you along with all malice. So those aren't to be in our life. That's not how we're living our daily life. So when we have a conscience that gets pricked and said, oh, you know, that's not from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's not just, like I said, don't just beat yourself up and say, oh, God, help me not to be that way. Ask the Lord, where did that come from? And be brave enough to do that. And the Lord will, he's not going to open up Pandora's box and just leave you there all falling apart. He will look at one situation at a time, or one reaction at a time. So feel confident that God loves you unconditionally, and he wants you to get set free from whatever it is that's tangled you up inside, and you probably aren't even aware of it. Or maybe you are. Maybe you've been rehearsing it every day. You know, when I was young, da-da-da-da-da happened to me, or I saw this, or how unfair that was. You may be rehearsing it all the time and reinforcing it, or it may be something that happened that you just said, okay, I'm just going to not think about it and just put it away. But it's still underneath there because it's never been forgiven, completely forgiven.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Rehearsing and what was it? And reinforcing. Rehearsing and reinforcing unforgiveness or anger, or and it turns into this bitterness thing.
Right. I read this one quote, and this gentleman said, and bitterness can be directly traced to a failure to forgive. It makes you caustic, sarcastic, condemning, and nasty. Harassed by the memories of what you can't forgive, your thoughts become malignant towards others, and your whole view of life becomes distorted.
Goodness.
Wow. Sakes. So somebody could do something against you, and you hang on to that, and even though it was wrong, you don't give it over to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to give them over to the Lord. In fact, Jesus says to not only forgive, but to bless those people, to pray for them. Because you know that it was the enemy that caused them to do whatever they did. So you want them to be set free so that the enemy won't have use of them anymore.
For sure.
But so we don't want that. So as you get brave enough to, you know, have a situation happen and you go, why do I always get impatient or irritable when this particular thing happens? Ask the Holy Spirit, show me what's underneath. And I did that. And I had three different situations come to my mind, and the Lord brought them up over a period of a day or two. And I realized that I had never dealt with those things. And, you know, one of them was when I was a child and how I was treated. Another one was about myself and how I failed to handle things properly. And so when something happens similar to that, I find myself getting impatient with myself again because it's very, very similar. So anyway, I've looked at those situations and I forgave the person who hurt me when I was little that was being triggered off, and I forgave myself. And I ask the Lord to help you, because it's the Holy Spirit that's going to gently, like with that weed that is growing, but the soil's been watered and it's soft, the Holy Spirit's the one who's going to soften your heart and soften that up and get the whole root of it out so that it doesn't just keep building on it. Every time something happens, it builds on it some more, especially in marriages and especially in close friendships and work relationships.
Sure. I'm thinking about how many times we've sat down in counseling sessions and told somebody, you do what at your house? You guys yell at each other full on? No, that's not good. That's not normal. That's not right. Did you sign up for a yelling house? I don't think you did. So let's have the Lord clean that out so we can start clean and even have a rule. We do not yell in this house.
And so as you realize that that's a behavior that's wrong, you ask the Lord, where did it get started?
Yeah.
You know, and if he shows you there's something that is in your past that needs to be forgiven, then get at it, you know, forgive. And I had someone tell me once, and I didn't like it at the time, was you need to forgive immediately. When something happens and you're offended or hurt, take it to the Lord and forgive immediately so that it doesn't have a chance to start growing roots down. And, you know, that's a hard thing to do because usually you want to hang on to it for a little while and nurse your grudge and, you know, feel like you're justified for responding the way you're doing it.
You don't know what happened to me.
Yeah, but you can do that and go down that road and not forgive. And Jesus said, if you don't forgive, then you'll be turned over to the tormentors. Oops. And this little thing that happened or big thing could end up destroying your whole entire life.
Right.
I was just talking to somebody at church about a relative of theirs. And they were saying that this person had had some horrendous things happen when in their childhood. And so now they're a bitter person and they don't want anything to do with God. And they're very angry at most people in their lives. And you would think, oh, that was a horrible thing that happened to that person. But because that person didn't take it to the Lord, the enemy came in and lied. And he takes advantage of those vulnerable situations.
He sure does.
And said, you know what? You didn't deserve that. And if God was real and kind, he wouldn't have allowed that to happen to you, whatever. So you start going down that spiral and it takes root and it becomes a stronghold in your life. So to help it not to happen again on fresh things, because you're going to continue to get hurt or upset, forgive immediately and take those thoughts and feelings to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to help you not to have that take root. And then to bless that person, so that person will not continue to act that way, or even yourself. Lord, bless me today. Help me to walk in step with you so that you can have full reign and use of me today, however you choose to use me. So,
I remember last time, I think it was, that you said, we'll take something that was unpleasant in our lives, or that somebody did us wrong, and let's see if I remember what you said, we'll rehearse it, and then we'll reinforce it in our hearts and minds, and that only causes harm.
Yeah, it just cements it so that it, and then something new happens, and it might not even have anything to do with that original situation, but it just feels like it a little bit, and there you go. So ask the Lord. And Colossians 3:13 says, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So we can stop forgiving other people when Jesus Christ stops forgiving us, you know. In other words, if we don't want to be forgiven and every day we need to be forgiven, then we need to keep that humble state of mind and say, okay, Lord. And again, this is hard, but the Lord wants to help us through his Holy Spirit. We cannot forgive on our own. He wants to help us. And be aware that the enemy, when something happens, is right there and he wants to throw, you know, a weed. Yeah.
Right.
Weed vitamins on, you know, sprinkle, you know, like you want to have a nice
weed seeds.
Yeah, you want to have a nice lawn and no weeds in there, but he'll come along and just sprinkle fertilizer on that weed and try to get it to take over your whole life. Right. And like this verse said that we read, it is going to affect not only yourself, it's going to cause trouble and it's going to defile the people around you.
Yeah. We almost have to tell ourselves to be on guard against such things.
And know that that's the possibility of each time.
So unforgiveness or bitterness, it's a spoiler in your life.
It's a spoiler.
I thought of bitter people, and I think of somebody that has a short little neck and is always pointing fingers.
And beady eyes.
And their teeth grind, you know?
Yeah.
Like Scrooge.
Yeah. Yeah, Scrooge had a happy ending, though.
He did. As we all can have with the Lord. Father, bless my brothers and sisters, encourage their hearts in these things that we shared today. For we pray this in Jesus' name.